This podcast is brought to you by the Buy American, Support America t-shirt. Right now, if you go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get your Buy American, Support America t-shirt, you'll get a free book by Howie Carr. There's tons of packages, so go check them out now.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
As you probably have heard, we're either close to or over 1 million people wanting to go. We have a 22,000-seat arena, but I think we're going to also take the convention hall next door. And so we'll have 22,000 plus 40,000. But it's an amazing, nobody's ever heard of numbers like this. And we expect to have, it's like a record-setting crowd. We've never had an empty seat. And we certainly won't in Oklahoma.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The message from the media is, as long as you are protesting something or going to a rally that is of the right politics, you can do it. And we're going to ignore the spread of COVID.
Some folks out there might forget that we're still very much in the middle of a pandemic right now. But President Trump is boasting that he'll have a record-setting crowd. How worrying is all of this?
Well, I think it's very worrying for the people of Tulsa.
You know, they're just continuing to march. And that's what we're seeing here. It's very peaceful. It's beautiful to see, I have to tell you.
Underscoring your point, yeah. This is a beautiful scene, and this is necessary.
So going to a Trump rally is somehow much more dangerous than going to a rally in Brooklyn over the weekend.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Nobody is more opposed to the small number of bad police officers than the overwhelming number of really good and great police officers. President Obama and Vice President Biden never even tried to fix this during their eight-year period.
Unchained and unstoppable.
First African Americans into the English colonies came to Point Comfort, Virginia in 1619. They were slaves. They've been captured against their will. The United States didn't inherit slavery from any. We created it.
I like him. He's silly.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
They've made an arrest in Colorado. One of the suspects in the arson of the 3rd Precinct Police Station in Minneapolis during the initial rioting. And the name is too much. You can't make this stuff up. Dylan Shakespeare Robinson. Cuckoo ca-choo, Mr. Robinson. And I guess when the feds put out a warrant for his arrest, Dylan decided it was time for his boot heels to be wandering. It's an old line. Couldn't resist it. All right. 844.
There are certain stories I get emailed to me, and I think, how you would want this? And this is one of them.
I can't help it if you guys don't know early Bob Dylan stuff. It's great stuff. And he's from Minnesota, too, this kid, apparently. Dylan Shakespeare. Does he go by Bill or Bob? All right. Okay. We'll move on. I may have to tweet something out about that, Grace. Joining us now on the line is Frank Mendoza. He's the owner of Monica's on Prince Street in the north end of Boston. And he's one of the guys who's been affected like so many other people in Boston, restaurateurs. He's been shut down for months. And now the city is supposedly offering a chance for restaurants to sort of reopen. And we just wanted to check in to see how Frank Mendoza thought it was going here. Frank, what's happening with you right now?
How you doing? How you doing, Howie? Thanks for having me. Hey, not bad. You know, we have a few seats right off front of the restaurant on Prince Street. Friday was our first night. Went really well. A lot of people came out. It was very busy. Saturday, you know, the same. Hasn't been that bad. No restraints from the city hall or anybody yet. You know, a few people came by just to check to make sure that the tables were being, you know, socially distanced and stuff like that. But so far, so good. You know, we still have many concerns, though. You know, the weather's a big factor.
Right.
You know, you can't have tents up. Yeah, so you could only have umbrellas up and stuff like that. So if it rains, I'm not going to open. And then, you know, there's rumors around here that they're saying that, you know, the state after July 4th is going to let people, you know, going to let us reopen. They haven't said how or what capacity, but, you know, they're basically saying that after July 4th, maybe, you know what I mean, they're going to lift it and the restaurants will be open. But it's the same how, you know, so, you know, they give you a little, you know, it was tough to get what we got, but we got it, and, you know, and I appreciate it, you know. But other than that, you know, same business.
Are you breaking even, Frank, or are you just trying to tread water until you can get really reopened?
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, on Friday it was two waitresses, three people in the kitchen, myself, my manager Michael, and my brother Patrick. But, you know, we ran the place back and forth, stuff like that. So it's light staffed, you know. A lot of people, we're going to have to rehire people because a lot of people don't want to come back. And other than that, I would rather be open inside. You know, that's fine.
Are they not coming back because they're getting the $600 a week on unemployment, the extra unemployment?
I don't know. You know, another thing, I don't know how busy it's going to be. You know, I said it before on the show. You know, if they were to open us up 100%, we would need their support. We would need the city and the state, okay, to go out there and just say, you know, guys, you got to go out there, support your businesses and stuff like that. I think that they should let us do the outside seating for the remaining or the 4 months, maybe even all the way up to October, so you could actually give, you know, your patrons a chance, you know, to either come out, and if they don't feel comfortable to go inside, they could still have the seats outside. So I would think if they was thinking, if they were thinking smart, I think they would let us keep the outside seating with the addition of the inside seating. Maybe make up a little bit more for the loss that we have for the last 4 months that just came out of nowhere. You know, nobody was expecting this, but the restaurant people in this city anyway have been hurt. And, you know, some of our restaurants are not big companies. You know what I mean? We're not. Some of us are not big companies like Del Frisco's and the Mortons. You know, we don't get back like that. This really hurts.
Right.
Us.
You know, and they have more square footage than you guys do anyway, because they're down in the seaport. Oh, there's 100%. There's just more room than in the North End to begin with, right?
Oh, 100%. You know, but they're gonna have their troubles too. How if they don't do certain events and not have buildings fully like capacity. There's not going to be too many guys in suits having steak at Abe and Louie's, man.
You know, you're right. I mean, I think a lot of this commercial real estate is going to be in trouble in Boston. I think a lot of these places aren't going to come back. And you're right. I mean, you're not going to get that luncheon trade at a lot of places. You're not going to get the after work crowd if everybody is working from their homes in the suburbs. Did you see
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Did you see today? It's down. The fatality rate is, the fatalities are down to 18 in the whole state, and I'll bet 12, wow, at least 12 of them are in nursing homes, and they've still got the state shut down tighter than any of the other 49 states.
Yeah, it's amazing, and you make a good point. You know about you know, the prices of the real estate going down and stuff like that. Let me tell you, I walk around this city a lot. I drive my bicycle everywhere. There's a different feel, different neighborhoods. You know, if you go to South End in some areas, it's very quiet. I think these people are either away or in their houses in Nantucket. If you go up to Beacon Hill, you know, a lot of these places are empty. These people left town. Do you think these people are going to stay for this with the money that they have? So it's going to be a different. It's going to be a different thing. Howard. They have to come out and support the people. You know, the city and the state. You're going to have Charlie Baker, Mayor Mai Wash, come out like they've done before for other things and say, you guys, you have to go out and support your local businesses, you know. And if they're so concerned about the virus like they say they are, they should give us the options for two places to eat, either outside or inside, you know. But to shut me down, okay, and keep all those other places open, it's a crime, okay? They're not supposed to be able to do that.
Are you getting...
And that's my view.
Are you getting any help from the politicians? Earlier, you were saying that nobody's really helping you out. Nobody's going to bat for you. Is it changed at all? I mean, you got a state rep, you got a city councilor, you got multiple city councilors with the at-large people. Is anybody helping you out?
The thing, you know how this city works, man. I don't have to explain it to you. It's hard, man. You know what I mean? They're outnumbered. You know what I mean? Even if they do believe what I believe, you know, what are they going to do? You know? If they have to either grow some courage, you know what I mean, or they have to, I don't know. You know, sometimes I think they just go with the decisions that everybody else goes with, you know. Because I'm telling you, you know, I say a few things, and people are calling me the worst things in the world, okay? So, you know, I don't know what their problem is. You know, I wouldn't stand for it, you know what I mean? The basketball courts are open now, Howie, okay? All right, on Prince Street, all right? Hey, but guess what? The city didn't do it, okay, Howie?
Okay. Oh, really? Who?
The city didn't do it.
Oh, you guys put right. the hoops and the nets back up?
Well, no. The one is the St. Anthony's playground. There's still there's no hoops because they actually took the physical hoops out. But the ones in the Gassy, which is all the way at the end of Prince Street, they're open. You know, and people are playing in, and the kids are dead happy. You're gonna see the kid; they're smiling. Okay, there's a whole different atmosphere in this neighborhood. I'm telling you, man, we live in a great neighborhood. Let me tell you, it's such a beautiful neighborhood. You know, you have your beefs. You know what I mean? Because that's what happens
right.
in little neighborhoods or little towns. But it's a beautiful neighborhood. You know, and let me tell you, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know how they do it. You know, what I'm seeing out there, and you're seeing it too, Al.
Have you been like outside to New Hampshire or Rhode Island, any place like that, just to see what it's like when it's mm-hmm. at least semi-open?
No, I haven't, but I know people that have went to Rhode Island. Actually, my three daughters are right now in Rhode Island. They've been there for the last 3 weeks because I didn't want them to be around what was going on over here and all the restrictions. Newport is open. You know, they're swimming and everything else. So they're over there right now. I haven't, but I'm telling you, I actually don't own a car right now, so... So, you know, but I was thinking I want to go to New Hampshire because I can't buy clothes. My favorite thing was going downtown to Macy's, downtown Crossing. You know, that's where I shop. This is where I live. And I can't do that, which is ridiculous. And downtown Crossing looks like a war zone.
Yeah, because it got looted. That was one of the areas that was looted. And, you know, you mentioned it. Yeah. Macy's used to be Filene's. I mean, that's like the Filene's was the Macy's, on 34th Street of Boston for all those years. And everybody got used to it, just like you, shopping there. And now you can't shop there.
Oh, no. I'm telling you, it looks terrible. We're all boards. You know, they got to go there. The city got to go there and tell those businesses they got to take those boards down.
Yeah. And how do you get people? You've broken a century of habits for people. People were shopping there for their whole lives, like you, and now their habits are broken. They're going somewhere else. You know, even if it's in a lot of cases, it's like you say, it's out of state. How do you get that back?
We'll get it back. But let me tell you, they're gonna have to do it. They're gonna have to go publicly and tell people to go shop there, and they're gonna have to take those things down. I'm telling you. Let me tell you, if that was my neighborhood, and I had neighbors like that, I'd be really mad at them, and I would tell them, take those things down. I'm not living in boards, man. My neighborhood, let me tell you, I'm in my corner right now, and it's beautiful. You got to see it, okay? If you can see it right now, it's gorgeous, okay? The music is playing in the background. I got people sitting down, okay? I got my market open, all right? Beautiful flowers. And I'm telling you, this neighborhood's gorgeous right now. They should come over here, man, because this is very inspiring, man. This looks good. You know, there's people wearing masks. There's some people who are not wearing masks. There's people who are social distancing. You know, I don't know.
I'm coming back on Sunday. Frank, I'm coming back on Sunday. You'll be able to recognize me. I'll be the guy not wearing a mask.
Ah, that a boy, man. You know, I haven't worn a mask. The only time I wear a mask is respectfully in a business because that's what they ask for. You know, in my businesses, I'm not going to wear a mask. If they want to find me, let me tell you something. They could find me for the rest of my life. I really don't care. I'm not wearing a mask in my restaurant for nobody, and neither are my kids, okay? We work very hard for where we are,
okay?
I'm going to eat inside with my kids, and that's it, man.
Okay, Frank, good to talk to you. Frank Mendoza, he owns Monica's on Prince Street. Get down there if you can, if it's a nice night. He's operating out of doors, and maybe someday soon he'll be back to normal or somewhat normal restaurant facilities and amenities. Thanks, Frank Mendoza from Monica's on Prince Street in the North End. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Runaway child, running wild, better get back home.
I'm sorry, I gotta correct you. You've got the wrong song every time. This is Cloud Nine.
Oh, that's right. They sound the same, though, somehow.
Very similar intros.
I'm doing fine on Cloud Nine.
There you go. Every time this song has come up and you said those lyrics, I'm saying, where is he getting that?
Experience the amazing benefit. That was Motown, when they found a good riff, they just went with it again and again, and I can't blame them. Experience the amazing benefits of Superbeats. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What are you more worried about, a coronavirus resurgence or a lockdown resurgence?
A lockdown resurgence.
Lockdown, definitely.
93% say lockdown. Scares the bejesus out of them.
Because they're just looking for an excuse. They think it's hurting. They think it hurts Trump. They think it hurts credulous boomer rubes like ourselves. They think it hurts Frank Mendoza. They think it hurts everybody they don't like.
I just don't know if they can do it again. I have to think that we're going to...
There are a lot of sheeple out there, Grace, as we've seen.
I don't want to be a sheeple anymore.
I never wanted to be one. 617 says that of the 18 deaths today, 17 were in nursing homes. 17 out of 18. So I'm guessing that the number of, 116 people under the age of 50 who've died since this thing started, it did not increase today. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. Nathan's hot dog eating contest to take place without a live audience. What the hell is a hot dog eating contest without a live audience?
Indigestion.
I totally agree.
God. The coronavirus is not canceling Nathan's famous international hot dog eating contest. Instead, the pandemic is just turning the stomach-expanding sport into a more intimate affair. The 4th of July tradition, usually held outside Nathan's original location on Coney Island Surf and Stillwell Avs, will this take place? It's going to take place at a private location. What the hell does that mean, a private location?
They usually
televise
it, though,
right? The problem
with
this is that if you're eating a massive amount of hot dogs, you rely on the audience to get you through that. The audience cheering and screaming your name helps you win and helps you put a couple more down.
Boy, this is another insult to Independence Day and to the American spirit.
I'd rather watch baseball without an audience than watch people eating hot dogs in private. There's something sick about that.
How the hell is Joey Chestnut going to break his own personal best of 74 Frankfurters without a cheering audience?
Barbaric.
Of people going, that's disgusting.
How can he eat that many?
844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so that they're gone from carpets and padding for good. You don't need to buy new carpeting. You don't need to buy new padding. You just need to get Genesis 950. You can use it in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's safe for family and pets. It's the go-to cleaner for when Mr. Gooner has an accident, as older pugs and other dogs often do. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. How's it working for you, McKay?
It's working really well, especially with the collie I just adopted. He's still a baby, so he still has some accidents in the house. It even killed the odor to where he doesn't go back to where it would have marked his scent.
Genesis 950 is also great for kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, and more. It's made in America. Order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com. That's Genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than a $10 value in savings, including a spray bottle and free shipping. That's Genesis950.com. Enter code Howie.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Grace, I think Uber Jason had the right call. He said, if you don't want to be a sheeple, Grace, you're going to have to move out of Massachusetts.
Well, I know where I'm going to move to.
Where?
Palm Beach. It's a little out of my price range right now, but I'm adjusting to it very well.
I haven't told people about the strange phone call I got the other day.
Oh, you haven't?
This was strange.
Story time.
It was, you know, a Palm Beach number, so it just came in, and you know, I had the buzzer was off, so I couldn't hear it. So I just saw it, and I thought that, that something had happened that canceled the reservation I had or something. So I called back the number, and they said, "Oh, is this Howie?" And I said, "Yeah." And they said, "You know, I'm a real estate agent, and we're looking to sell some beachfront property, and we saw your name on a deed at 710 South Ocean Boulevard." I'm thinking, that's in the $40 million price range. My name's on the deed? I said, "Yeah, you're Howie Carr, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah, but I don't live there." And she said, "Oh, I know you don't, but your name's, it's beachfront property, and I got a buyer, you know, because there are all these people leaving New York and Boston and Jersey."
Yes, for the cashier's check right away, right?
It's right down near Taylor. It's near where James Patterson lives, if you know that area. It's where John Lennon used to have his little spread before it was rebuilt. But, you know, I'm still trying to figure out what was going on. She said, could there be two Howie Cars?
And then she said, "All you have to do, sir, is tell me your Social Security number right now, and we'll get this deed to you ASAP."
She actually worked for a real estate agent that I know, I want to get to the bottom of this.
We just need a quick deposit.
Like the Russian investigative people. I want to get to the bottom of this.
We just need a quick deposit, Mr. Carr. If you could load up about 50 prepaid debit cards with $100 each.
Nah, I'm just.
It would be cool, though, if the deed really does have your name on it.
It sure would.
Well, it's like those things in Massachusetts, you know, you can check with the
unclaimed money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've gotten unclaimed money, but never more than $10.
I don't have any.
I got one at the Pioneer National Bank.
I have some deceased
Greenfield.
Deceased relatives that do have some unclaimed stuff, but I'm afraid it's going to be bills.
We're so glad you called, yeah. Mr. Cormier.
Your grandmother owed the state $4,000. Pay up.
Yeah. I haven't gotten anything in the unclaimed money list for a while. Anyway, we'll take some calls. 844-500-4242. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Good evening, Howie.
Hi.
It's Ernest. I'm calling from Lowell, Mass. In regards to these cities defunding the police and rioting, I drive truck for a living, and fellow colleagues of mine are refusing to take loads into these areas because it's extremely unsafe.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. Driver as well as the, you know, so a lot of these places, they're really going to be hurting for milk, water, medicine, so forth.
Right. Well, they're already hurting, Ernest. I mean, look what happened in Chicago. For years, they spent all this time trying to keep Walmart out of Chicago, and then they finally let them in, and they realized that that was providing services and jobs and taxes for everybody in Chicago. And then 2 weeks ago, all the Walmarts got burned down and all the Targets got burned down. And now the mayor of Chicago is begging Walmart to come back and rebuild. And they're not too eager to come back in. So, I mean, Ernest, you may not have to be delivering to some of these cities because there may not be anybody but mom and pops that are doing business there anymore.
No, that's fine by me.
Yeah. No, we saw the poll question. I think the poll was 79% of you guys were saying that you wouldn't go into the cities. Have you thought about not going into anywhere yet specifically, or are you just talking generally at this point?
Any place in Milwaukee, Chicago, Detroit, nope, ain't happening.
Yeah. And, of course, Minneapolis. Minneapolis is the biggest problem of all, with guys like Dylan Shakespeare Robinson. Can you believe that name? Dylan Shakespeare Robinson. The only thing I'm surprised at is he doesn't have a hyphenated last name.
I was going to say I'm surprised he's not like the third or junior, you know?
No, there's nobody named Dylan Shakespeare or anything. That's a new style name.
It's a new trend.
Did they think about making him Shakespeare Dylan? Or did, I guess Dylan's just a better first name.
It's easy. I have a son, I'm going to name him Taylor Orson Welles Cormier.
You will sell no son before his time. Thanks, Ernest. Johnny O, you're next.
That reference I got.
What? Excuse me?
I said that reference I got. Bob Dylan, no.
Okay. You just got to learn more about Bob Dylan. He's a great troubadour. All right. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Hey, Holly. How are you doing?
Good.
Good to hear you guys are doing good. Are you in Mass or in Florida now?
I'm in Florida, but we're coming back on Sunday.
Oh, Jesus, God, why? You know,
that's what I'm asking myself, Johnny. All day long, I ask myself that exact same question.
But yeah, I see these truckers. I talked to a couple of truckers today, and they were saying, you know what? They're seeing people laying out in the road, like in Plymouth, New Hampshire and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's like 100 people laying in the road with shackles on their back. And I've seen the pictures, and I'm like, what are you doing? This is ridiculous. You know, it's crazy. And these poor truckers, they just want to do their job. They want to deliver food and toilet paper, of course. And, you know, what the hell's going on? It's crazy.
I don't know. This is a lot of this has to do, I think, with the country being shut down for 3 months. Everybody's gone crazy, or a lot of people have gone crazy. And you can't say as I blame them for being crazy. I mean, being cooped up like this, no jobs, no recreation, no amusements other than Netflix. I mean, even if you don't like sports that much, it's sometimes nice to just look at a game for a little bit, you know?
No, I totally agree.
A real game, not some, you know, 1986 Celtics game. You know, who needs that? I can't believe people sit around and watch those games.
Oh, they do. They do. But I was thinking the same thing, Howie, because I watched a lot of the Bruins games at my house, and I don't really enjoy them all that much. I'm not like a huge fan, but I miss them. I miss the excitement of not knowing what's going to happen.
I find hockey is hard enough to follow, trying to find out where the puck is. If I'm watching a 1980s replay and it's all blurry, I'm really going to have a hard time.
Actually, 1980s hockey is kind of fun to watch. I don't know why, because the skating was different. A lot of them don't even have helmets on. It's kind of exciting.
I can't follow it.
No, I can't either. So hockey's never really made it on TV, and it's because of the puck. It's too small. You know, and I'm not saying make it bigger like that.
Make pucks bigger again. That's going to be Howie's slogan.
Oh, make it a red light or something. We have the technology.
Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hello, Howie Carr. Let me ask you a question. New Jersey, I heard the mayor today in Newark, he say, if we don't have no vaccine, we don't go and have no school. I want to ask
man.
A question. You know Donald Trump very well. You cannot go and say, Donald, let's go eat the restaurant. You cannot tell Donald Trump to fire Fauci.
How is he? He can't fire that would be like the worst thing he could do at this point. I mean, Fauci's kind of disappeared anyway, hasn't he, Mr. Garcia? I can't remember the last time I saw the guy, or Burks either.
Yeah, but, you know, everything the mayor say, we have to follow Mr. Fauci because we need to vaccine everybody and also the students.
You know what, Mr. Garcia, forget Fauci. You got to fire that damn mayor. Why don't you tell him to extend Be Still Monday and to be still for the rest of his term as mayor?
Yeah. And also you say you want to cut funding the police department.
Oh, my God.
And also what the,
that would really help out Newark, right? Jeez.
This is the worst in Newark, crime going up. And I live in the Bay Area, Harry Carr. If you have a small house, you can give me for free. I can take it because I want to live in. I want to go to New York.
All I got is that beachfront property down on Ocean Boulevard. You got $40 million bucks? Yeah, well, I don't think I know. I'm kidding, Mr. Garcia. That was a sad mistake. I wish it were true. Thanks for the call. Good luck with that problem. Newark, and I mean, New Jersey is a disaster. But I mean, is the mayor of Newark that crazy guy with his Be Still Monday? Is he any worse than Marty Walsh? I don't really think so. 844-500-4242. This is a crazy story. Do you remember Bianca Della Garza?
Yes, I do.
She was this blonde anchor at Channel 5, and she was married to David Wade, who was from Channel 4. Well, they broke up, and she decided to start her own company. Just when broadcast TV was going down the tubes, she decided to quit and set up her own production company. And, it costs a lot of money to do a TV show. I mean, especially one with a lot of production. You know, it's not this TV show we're on now, this doesn't cost all that much, believe it or not. But her show cost a lot of money. And everybody kind of wondered, this show must be doing better than we thought it was. Because it didn't last very long. And it was only on in a few markets and all that stuff.
You're saying people were a little suspicious?
I don't know if they cared enough to be suspicious. But they were just saying, gee, this seems to cost a lot of money. I guess the economics of TV news are different, or TV are different than we thought. So now it turns out that after she dumped David Wade, or he dumped her, she hooked up with this guy named Richard Hajar. And he was the CFO, the chief financial officer of Alden Shoe Company, which I hadn't heard of, but they make wingtips, I guess, and loafers. They're very big. Been around for a long, long time. So they're in Middleboro, and now Alden Shoe Company has filed a civil lawsuit in Suffolk Superior Court, Boston, alleging that this guy Hajar, who was the boyfriend of Bianca Della Garza, embezzled $27 million from the company and funneled $15 million of it into the TV and fashion business of his girlfriend Bianca Della Garza, who runs a beauty business under the name BDG, Bianca Della Garza Enterprises. And among the and according to the lawsuit, among the presents that Hajar gave her with the $27 million that he embezzled was a Mercedes, a $60,000 diamond bracelet, a $158,000 diamond ring, diamond earrings, designer handbags, designer clothing, and other luxury goods.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Where was Jaisal Correa in all of this?
Yeah, were there any Batman watches on this list?
Nothing about any marijuana dispensaries, if that's what you were wondering. No, I don't know. But what I'm wondering is, this went on, apparently, according to the lawsuit, and it's a civil lawsuit, nothing criminal so far. It went on from 2011 to 2019, last year. How do you embezzle $27 million and nobody notices? That's amazing to me. $27 million, and it went out the door. And so he says he's going to repay it, and he's repaid about $300,000 or $400,000 so far.
I notice if I don't get my rebate or a refund when I send my bathing suits back that cost $50. How does a company not notice $27 million? Who's in charge of the monies?
He was the CFO, but I mean, I thought you had audits every year. Don't you have people keeping books? I mean, how does he keep switching the money around like that?
You don't even need books. You just need one sheet of paper to go, wait a second, something's a little off here.
Officer Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Officer Mark.
Howie, it's a trap. Don't come back. They're going to track you. I'm telling you, man. I'd be willing to escort you out the border, but, oh, man, I don't know what you're thinking. Hey, anyway,
Officer Mark, my daughter is getting married in a month. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. All right.
I got to come back.
Thought you had some type of appearance you were compelled to come back to. So.
Well, that is a compelled appearance, for sure.
Well, I'm in like a subpoena, but anyway. Dylan Alexander, what's the over-under on this guy having a bad bun?
Oh, No, he doesn't. It doesn't look like he has a man bun in the mugshot. It just looks like he has he has the hippie locks, like he's he's the sideman in the Allman Brothers band from 1975. That's what he looks like to
me. Real attractive. Sorry, ladies, he's taken. You know. Hey, I wanted to discuss
Dylan Shakespeare Robinson. A name to reckon with. I think we'll send something about that, Grace.
I wanted to discuss the gun laws in Chaz. I mean, they yell at us because we buy AR-15, saying that we're rubes, we don't know how to use them, we're going to kill somebody by accident. Did you see that handover the other day of the guy waving the barrel around, you know, and can't even put the magazine in correctly? Oh, yeah. What could possibly go wrong with that, Howie?
Officer Mark, that was a violation of federal firearm statutes, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Where was the background check? Come on, Howie. You know, I thought we had to have comprehensive...
That was the Chaz loophole. Well, I thought they closed the Chaz loophole.
Why did I think of that?
I'll talk to you later, Officer Mark. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Not too late to get the special deal of the day. We're trying to clear out all of our cheap bastard deals. We don't have much left of anything, but if you want to get some of these deals just for Father's Day, just for today, order at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, get our cheap bastard deals, and we'll throw in a free t-shirt. It could be either Dirty Rats or Deplorables, depending on what we pick up.
And again, I'm not suggesting anyone do this, but if you are a cheap bastard and you want to buy a cheap bastard deal and use it and then give the free t-shirt to your dad, it's a nice twofer.
Right. So there, we've got restaurants, we've got...
brewing places, we've got...
IV places, skin and wellness.
Defensive strategies in Manchester, New Hampshire. There's a lot of good cheap bastard deals.
Okay. Neil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Neil, quickly.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing?
Good.
It's been a while. The goofy name here, we got... Shakespeare or whatever. It's
Dylan. Dylan Shakespeare to you, pal.
Back in the day, remember Chevy Van Pickup? Remember him?
No, I don't remember him, but it's pretty funny.
The late 90s. He must have spent a week talking about this. He was some like white trash guy, like middle of Massachusetts.
Right. Well, I remember there was a family in Houston, Texas, the Hogs, and they had two daughters, Ima and Yura.
Oh gosh!
I saw their picture. I thought that was always a joke, but I saw their pictures in a magazine once. Very rich people, the Hogs sisters.